It doesn't surprise me that we live in a disposable society. It's the scale that startles me. I'm thinking of the recent demolition of two sports stadiums. Both Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh and the King Dome in Seattle have disappeared. The King Dome seemed young as structures go. It was only 24 years old, and successful too. It had seen 73 million visitors who watched the Mariners, monster truck shows, and even religious rallies. Some days I think about how we dispose of huge buildings and wonder whether the Romans would have got rid of their Colosseum. Perhaps they would have. I don't think human nature has really changed much over the centuries. Most likely the Romans just didn't have the technology to demolish the Colosseum. To get rid of a superstructure like Seattle's King Dome takes an incredible amount of knowledge about structures, mathematics, and explosives. The King Dome, for example, presented a special problem to the demolition team. The dome is based on the Roman arch. In a sense, the dome is one large solid arch, which is a very, very strong thing. It's held up only by supports around its edges. Now, it would seem that all you have to do is knock out these supports and let the dome fall. But if you did this, the King Dome would shake the ground and destroy nearby buildings. Mark Loazzo, head of the demolition team, said the trick is to let it fall gently. To do this, Loazzo first had teams remove the King Dome seats and bleachers, then fill it with 12,000 cubic yards of concrete rubble to cushion the fall of the dome. Next, his explosive experts drilled 5,500 holes throughout the dome, filling them with over 4,000 pounds of explosives. Loazzo's goal was to time the explosions to cut the dome into six pie-shaped pieces, each falling before the other, thus avoiding the huge shock of the entire dome crashing to the earth. And his goal also was to leave unharmed buildings as close as 100 feet. Just before the demolition of Seattle's King Dome, on a Sunday morning in March, Mark Loazzo and his team, as is their custom, took a moment to pray. Next, they started a 10-second countdown, followed by a wait of 5 seconds to let crews shout a final warning. Then they pressed the button. The explosions took out the dome in six pie-shaped slices in sequence, pulling the structure inward, creating an explosion equal to an earthquake of 2.3 on the Richter scale. In total, it took only 16.8 seconds for the dome to fall. The King Dome, home to a billion happy memories, was now a pile of rubble only 32 feet tall, surely the ultimate monument to our disposable culture.